Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. Welcome to Brock.
Adios.
7:38. Let's get to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Penton Township. Who is hiring now? You want to start a new career with great starting pay, awesome benefits, room to grow? Special-Lite, LITE.com. And right here, Southwest Michigan. Start that career today. Obviously, we're geared up for Halloween. And everyone's going to be having just
some
bags of candy.
Some people's favorite holiday of the year.
It's a fun one.
Love Halloween.
Get to wear costumes, go door to door, and say, "Hey, give me some candy, you bitch!" And then we get candy. It's great. But
is that what you say? That's why you never got candy.
That's why. Yeah, I always got like stuff thrown at me. Like, get out of here.
You say, "Please, please."
Not- hey, old bag, give me some candy. What is
never
the,
got a full size ever?
What is the best candy ever? Okay, we're not talking about just good candy. All right, we're not just talking about, oh yeah, God, I don't mind. No. The best candy ever. Are you eating one right now?
Huh?
You got to be careful. Careful. Only one little bit, all right?
Yes, actually, I mean. What do you think this is? What do
you seem from like.
By the noise of it.
You seem like a peanut M&M kind of guy.
Dude, I don't know why. That is exactly what I have in my hand right now. Yeah. I know there's not a ton of candies out there for Halloween, but come on. First guess. Peanut, too?
You like nuts in your mouth. I figured as much. Jesus. I know exactly
come
what it
on,
was.
Man. Come on. No, that's exactly. And I, you know what? These might be one of the best Halloween candies. The peanut M&M is good.
Is it the best candy ever, Hunter? Are you willing to die on that hill right there?
See, here's another one. I got a little thing over here, you know. So this is the greatest pack, by the way, you can buy. It comes with the regular M&Ms, peanut M&Ms, Twix, and Snickers.
Yeah.
Twix and Snickers are up there. I don't know what to choose, dude. I am in shambles over here. Twix.
Gun to your head,
man.
You will die if you don't pick one. Greatest candy ever, go.
Well, I'm diabetic, so I'm going to die if I eat the candy anyway. So
I can't win.
All right, so I got to pick one, huh?
Yep.
Damn. For the rest of your life, dude, it's going to be between Snickers or a Twix. Snickers.
You can go with Snickers. It's a safe answer. I don't think you could.
It's safe because it's filling. They are right. It does satisfy and it's filling. Are you hungry?
And it's a lot of different flavor combinations there. You got the chocolate. You got the caramel. You got the peanuts. The nougat.
You know.
So if you're looking for something that will usually always win and be all right. Mm-hmm. I think Snickers is a good answer.
No kid ever, like if you put a Snickers in his Halloween biz, oh, no, Snickers, you've never heard that.
No.
It's always, all right, nice. All right, this is a good house, Snickers.
Yeah.
Three Musketeers, different story. No, I ain't coming back.
Dude, that's so, Three Musketeers, it's just so airy. It doesn't even feel like you're eating anything, man. What a sham of a candy bar.
Really,
and it's 30% less fat. I don't want that in my candy. I want all the fat.
Not what we're looking for.
No. Want sugar and fat? Just try and pass this off as, oh, it's a healthy candy bar. Get out of here. Come on now.
Three Musketeers is a close one to Milky Way, too. Not a big fan of that either.
Even the fun-size Snickers are still, that's a mouthful. That'll get you. That'll take care of you. Okay, good answer, Hunter. I'm going to go a route that I don't think a lot of people think of when they think of candy. All right,
those black and orange wrapped candies.
That's exactly it. Yeah. I'm talking unwrapped Werther's there that have been grabbed. No. Gushers. Best candy ever.
You get Gushers for Halloween? When did you get Gushers?
Gushers. We're not just talking about Halloween, buddy. This is in the big picture of things, in the whole world, any day of year. And I'm going to say Gushers, best candy ever.
Oh, okay, so this isn't just Halloween candy.
No. You got to think bigger than that, buddy boy.
Oh, this is the best candy. Yeah, okay. Maybe I just got confused because we're close to Halloween. Damn. Oh. Still, Snickers is up there, though.
It is. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking your choice here, but if I'm looking at the best candy ever, Gushers, I could sit and eat a box of Gushers by myself. No problem.
Here's the problem with Gushers that I had back in the day. I would always, it'd be in your lunchbox or in your pocket or something, and you go to eat them, and it'd just be one big
one coagulated mess. Yeah, for sure. For sure. You got
it all melt together.
You got to have them, you know, like room temperature, all right? Because you can also have them too cold and then you break off a tooth. So, you know, there's room temperature gushers. I'm hard pressed to find any. Did you ever just bite off a little corner and then squeeze the juice out into your mouth? I used to do that all the time.
God, you're a child.
You got to save
probably
it.
Like those little like plastic Coke bottle things.
No, no, those wax. Which, by the way, how is that still being? What weird ass, you know?
You get them in like the 2 for $1 candy thing. You can get peach rings. You can get wax Coke bottles.
Weird ass Great Depression factory that is still putting out these wax bottles full of I don't know what.
What's that orange peanut marshmallow thing? What is that?
Oh, the circus peanuts. That are literally, I think, one ingredient away from actually being packaging peanuts. Like, they change one thing in that you can package valuables. You can put grandma's fine china in a box with those, and they'll be fine. They'll be fine. But no, I gushers. I think for the money, gushers right there, best candy ever. Mm-hmm.
See, it's like you got like your good candy. And then you got like 1947 Depression candy that has like been around since the Tootsie Rolls.
It's
your Tootsie Pops. You know, it's
the candy that when you go to any gas station or any like mom and pop place, it's in a clear like cellophane bag with just like a handwritten label on the top that someone stapled in the back. You know what I mean? That's what they did.
Good.
I don't think I should eat that. They warned me about taking this exact kind of candy from strangers. I'm not going to have that. No. Yeah. All right. So right now, Snickers, Gushers, that's the bar that has been set. We want to hear from you. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's the best candy ever? We're going to be back with more. Stick around.
Oh, my. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Real quick, can I read this headline to you? I thought this was hilarious.
Go for it.
This article reads the headline. Hipster gets mad his photo was used in article about how all hipsters look alike, then finds out it wasn't him.
How dare you use my photo? Oh, that's not me. It looks just like me because we all looked at you effing hipsters. Get out of here. Come on out. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Your specialite topic of the day today. What's the best candy ever? We are on the precipice of Halloween. People handing out candy, getting candy, bags of it. What's the best candy ever, though? All right. What candy would you always pick?
What about those big, like, symphony bars, man? Because you get a lot of it.
Yeah, like a Trouble-alone, whatever those ones are.
You ever go to, like the end cap at Aldi's? They have those, like, real fancy, like... I always want to try a bunch of them, but they're a little expensive, and sometimes they look too fancy. You know, it's like,
you don't want to
put too much into it, you know?
When you got candy that has individual places in the, like, gold, like, box, that's too much.
You're wrapping gold. It's chocolate. You know?
It's chocolate.
I'm going to
eat it. I'm going to hate myself afterwards. That's what it is.
By the way, do you like the box chocolate with all the different... I always thought they were trash.
They're not bad, but the problem is you get like two good ones and the rest are garbage.
The rest are trash.
Yeah, the rest are garbage. So anyway, but we love giving them to our loved ones saying, hey, like you, there's only a few good parts that I like in this box. Let's take some phone calls here. What's the best candy ever? WIRX, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mark and I have answers for you, and I'll go first because Mark's is funnier. I think I've got two that tie. The first is Ferrero Rocher because, I mean, come on, chocolate, hazelnut, caramel together, ooh la la.
Fancy.
The second is a sucking candy, the old-fashioned root beer barrels.
Wow, I don't think I've had one of those in probably 20 years.
Those are some of the best. There are.
All right.
And mine are Skittles. If you have two in your mouth and you don't chew, they can go together, and then you can put one at a time in, and they just keep going together to make a gigantic one in your mouth. So like
a super Skittle.
Super Skittle.
So you could suck it and just have infinite candy for years and years.
Skittles a good answer.
Talking about the years and years with Skittles.
Skittles a good answer, man. That's right up there. All right, guys.
Have a good one.
See ya. Super Skittle.
Super Skittle.
Good answers. Good answers.
Spit it out to
I forgot
it's
about
that big rainbow mess. Of-
yeah. Yeah. Skittles are one you want to throw up. That's not good.
No. Taste the rainbow. Taste for the rainbow.
Oh, God. Let's take another phone call here. What's the best candy ever? WIRX, hello.
All right, I got one that I don't know if you've heard of, but to me it tops both of them. Juju fruits.
God, get the hell. You know what? Usually you call with good answers. But then you come in here with that crap, I'm upset. All right,
hey,
I'm upset.
Come on now. Now, you know what, though? You catch that stuff fresh, man, you're good. But just like your gushers. If that crap is stale or that crap is hard, shipping it to
it,
walk away with the dentist bill.
See, dislocate a jaw with that one. All right. All right.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, we'll see ya.
Dude, how about this one? How about this answer?
What?
An Airhead.
Ooh, mystery flavor, Airhead. Flavor Airhead. Ooh,
which, by the way, I found out what those are. You know what that is?
It's when the machine changes flavors. Yeah, they go from one flavor to another. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. You're telling me stuff I already know. Get out of here.
No, shut up.
Let's go to Facebook. What's the best candy ever? Blake had a good one. Whatchamacallit. Ooh, I love a whatchamacallit. Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good. It's not my go-to, though. You always see it, and I'm always like, yeah, but that one next to it is a little bit better, I think.
Let's see. Brian said Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Oh, actually, a lot of people said Peanut Butter Cups.
Why?
Yeah.
Reese's Pieces are better than the cups.
Look, what I will say, though, is that I've never been disappointed. Like, if I went to a party and they said, look, all we have is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, I'm not going to be like, are you effing serious? Like, I mean,
I might get a little angry, honestly. I'm not
really
a big fan.
Really? That's all you got is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? I think that's a very safe choice. Like, for me, I'm never like, oh, it's only Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You know what I mean? So,
I don't know. Dude, the Reese's Pieces are better. The Reese's Sticks are better than the Reese's Cups. Reese's Cups is last placed in the whole Reese's world.
Yeah, but it's still, I think what you got to look at, though, is just the basic combo of what it is. Like, you know it's still going to taste good, right? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad if I have a Reese's.
You sound a little mad. You sound a little angry, Reese's.
You know what? I'm mad of how many people love the Reese's Cups, and how many. It's always the most common answer. It's always the best. The best candy is Reese's Cups. Yeah. Shut up. No, it's not.
You shut up with that. All right, calm down. I know what I'm getting you for your birthday, by the way.
Hey, you give me a
big old bag of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Whip that Reese's cup right to your neck.
Let's see. Tyler said, take five. Now, look, I like the Take Fives, but that almost seems like a chore. What I mean? That's got the, so it's like the pretzel and then the caramel and then the
chocolate. Okay.
It's almost like it's an activity bar. Like, oh, you're out on a hike, have a Take Five. It's like, all right, it's still a candy bar. All right.
Trying to wrap activities around your candy.
Celeste said Cherry Laffy Taffy. Scott said Kit Kat. Kit Kat is good, man. The Big Cat. Ooh, Big Cats. That's
and real
legit.
Quick, speaking of wrapping activities around your candy, your bars or whatever, the Cliff Bar cracks me up.
Yeah.
Makes you feel like you can go climb a mountain you eat a Cliff Bar.
There you go. You got this. Hey, well, if you tried like one of those honey nut crunch bars, you're actually going to starve. You get less in your mouth than is actually outside on the ground when you try and eat it. What is with that
Nature
thing,
Valley.
Man? Nature Bed.
Sawdust.
Cripes. Let's see. Vicky said Heath Bar.
Ooh, pretty good.
Andy said High Chews. Remember those? Do they still make those?
The High Chews.
That was good. It was good. Like
a taffy. My mouth watered just thinking about it.
You know who had a good one? Matt. And I don't think they make these anymore. He said Butterfinger BBs. Do you remember BBs?
Yeah, we used to get them at the theater.
Oh, my God, dude.
You'd get them at the theater or you could get them at the video store, too. You wouldn't know much about that, but... Dude, they were awesome.
The only reason to go to the video store is to get Butterfinger BBs. That's it. That's it. Yeah, I don't know if they make those anymore. Oh, man. Man.
Yeah, you just push the corner of the box open.
So good. And Butterfingers. Actually, I will say Butterfinger would be near the top of my list, but they changed the recipe. I don't know if you tried the new and improved. It's garbage. Tastes like trash.
Butterfinger's good, but, dude, I don't like that. All that stuff in my teeth afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need to go to the dentist after you eat one because they have to chisel that out of your teeth.
Sticks in
yeah.
there, too.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm not a big fan of a lot of people like Milk Duds.
See, no, I love it. I got to be in the mood for it, though, because, again, that's another one. That's your jaw hurts after eating it. Yeah, because you just...
You know one thing I do like that not a lot of people like? I don't think, at least. Whoppers.
See, Whoppers aren't bad. Again, it's another one that I got to be in the mood for. I got to be in the mood for that.
Those will make you sick if you eat too many of those.
Whatever that is in that wafer middle. Lorraine said black jelly beans. Okay, Satan.
What'd she say, black jelly
beans? Black jelly beans. You know what, Lorraine? Why do you got to ruin stuff? All right, come on now.
Black jelly beans. What are those? What do they taste like?
Like ass?
Jelly beans, just in general.
Yeah, jelly beans are
gross.
I'm
sorry. It reminds me of like an old-timey candy.
Like, if you're going out of your way to get jelly beans, I don't like you as a person, like down to your core. And Lorraine, I'm sorry. I'm going to put it out there right now. The fact that you said black jelly beans, I dislike you. I do.
Here's the thing. Here's how you can gauge your candy. Anything that they give you an abundance of is not good.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to get rid of it.
Look, we don't want this, guys. We don't want this.
They're not
this
giving you an abundance of Snickers for cheap, are they?
No.
It's because there's a demand.
When
people
like
it.
5,000 jelly beans for a buck, that means it's garbage. All right. It's garbage. Okay. I don't know.